How do you treat somebody with TTP?
So congenital TTP is usually treated by plasma infusion, meaning you're giving back to them normal adult TS13 that exists in blood. Patients who are adults and have adult onset TTP, because it's caused by an autoantibody, you need to do something called as plasma exchange.
You get rid of it.
You get rid of it, and you treat them with immunosuppression like steroids and other medications.
How about HUS? How do you treat that?
So HUS, if it's caused by an infection, then you treat the infection and conservative therapy and supportive therapy. If it is atypical HUS, then there is a specific drug for it known as anti-complement 5 medication, also known as eculizumab, that you may consider in certain cases.
And that has really revolutionized the treatment of especially children with atypical HUS. It has made it so that their life expectancy is pretty good.
Correct. So since the FDA approved it a couple of years ago, this is probably the only drug that's available and has revolutionized the treatment and the prognosis and the outcome of atypical HUS.
Unfortunately, it's an extremely expensive drug.
It is very expensive, yes.
And one that should only really be used if you know for sure that the person has an inherited complement deficiency.
Yes, so only when the suspicion is very high or you have evidence, then only you should consider it.
Tell us a little bit more then about this drug, which is an infusion given once a month that inhibits what is known as C5 or the fifth component of complement.
So this drug is an infusion. There is no pill or subcutaneous version yet. There's an induction phase and there's a maintenance phase, and the dose varies according to your weight. This is a drug that it inhibits complement factor 5. The patient is at risk for something known as Neisseria meningitis. So they need to be vaccinated for all the serogroups that are recommended by CDC, as well as antibiotic prophylaxis for first few weeks at least when you're starting somebody on eculizumab infusion.
And then there's the maintenance phase.
And then there's the maintenance phase that is a little bit more complicated to see how long you should use it, because it depends on how is the patient responding to it, what is the recovery of the end organ involvement, and what kind of mutation the patient has.
In atypical HUS, the real question at this point, not as if the drug is useful, it's very, very useful, it's life-saving. When can one stop it? And there's tremendous controversy about when you can stop that drug.
Correct, yeah. So it is useful and it's a wonderful drug for the right diagnosis, but there's no consensus on when you should stop it.
Or if you can.
Or you can. But even if you stop it for one reason or another, you should follow your patients regularly with a very, very close follow-up.
Right. So the side effects of this drug are inhibiting part of the normal process of getting rid of infection. So the side effects are, as you've described, lots of kinds of infectious diseases, but most commonly a bacteria that causes meningitis.
Correct, yeah. Because it affects the complement pathway, which is a part of our defense mechanism against infection, the greatest worry is the bacteria known as Neisseria meningitis causing infection in the brain known as meningitis.